Hare Krishna. So today we're going to read from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhurya, chapter 17, The Lord Travels to Vrindavan. And we're going to read a part which is discussing Lord Chaitanya, as he was traveling through Vrindavan, my thoughts, how he passed through the Jarikanda forest, and how he encountered different living beings, some animals, some humans, but whoever he due to his unique level of Krishna consciousness, he was able to influence everybody, even the animals. So we're beginning with text 24. Has the man who has begun here, has it? When did it begin?
Means
least tie back together. Krishna, Krishna, Kaki, Vajra, much said, Nakita. The Lord said, chant the holy name of Krishna. The tiger immediately got out and began to dance and to chant, Krishna, Krishna. Don't you try that also? We think tigers come and pass. Don't just kick them and tell them to chant Krishna, Krishna. Another day, whilst Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was bathing in the river, a herd of mad elephants came there to drink water. While the Lord was bathing and murmuring the Gayatri Mantra, the elephants came before him. The Lord immediately splashed some water on the elephants and asked them to chant the name of Krishna. The elephants whose bodies were touched by the water splashed by the Lord began to chant Krishna, Krishna, and dance and sing in ecstasy. Some of the elephants fell to the ground, and some screamed in ecstasy. Seeing this, Balabhadra Bhattacharya was completely astonished. Sometimes, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanted very loudly while passing through the jungle. Hearing his voice, all the devotees came near him. Hearing the Lord's great vibration, all the devotees followed him left and right. While reciting the verse with great curiosity, the Lord says the verse from Srimad Bhagavatam 10:21-11. Blessed are all these foolish deer, because they have approached Maharaj Nanda's son, who is gorgeously dressed and is playing on his flute. Indeed, both the doves and the bats worship the Lord with looks of love and affection. So it's a very beautiful scene, and just a very amazing scene of the Supreme Personality of Godhead interacting with some of his children. The Lord, well, in Bhagavad Gita, the Lord Krishna says, Aham Bija Pradhapita. I am the seed-giving father of all living entities. That includes the animals. So we do not, at least philosophically, don't make a distinction between the different living beings, at least in certain respects. We understand that all living beings, even the animals, even the plants and insects, just all living beings, they're all children of Krishna. No less than we are children of Krishna. And their rights as living beings are no less than our rights as children of the Lord. We cannot say that we have any special rights. Therefore, we are allowed to abuse other living beings for our pleasure in one way or another. So the Lord is demonstrating this here. that even though these living beings, their bodies are animals. So, generally animals, of course, they cannot talk and cannot explain something to them. And if you try to explain, they will not understand unless it's something extremely rudimentary, like here's some food to eat, or get out of here. Something very basic they may respond to. But if you ask them, what is the time, please? You know, I was flying a little while ago from somewhere in South Africa, and the airline journey by airplane, a little humorous type of video where people, they get people to do stupid things. It's like candid camera, I don't know anymore about this. Trying to catch people doing stupid things and something like that. And then they point out later, there's the camera, and then everyone laughs. So they did this one, and it was really good. Even though they're not devotees, but still. It was very good. They did this one. There's this blind man with a seeing eye dog. You know, you get it. Situations like that. Of course, he was not a blind man. They were just setting people up to make fools of themselves. So the blind man would stop people and tell them, you know, we're trying to go to, they're in the middle of the city somewhere, some street, some place down the way. And the blind man said, hey, look, I've got a man. Can you show the dog? Because he's a blind man, he can't see. So he said, can you show the dog where the place is? So these people, they were taking the man and kneeling down in front of the dog. Really, they were not being serious. And they were trying to show the dog, you know, we are here. And he turned there, and then rise. And the people went with this. And the dog, was just sitting there, sort of. And sometimes he tried to look at them or something. And then in the end, they pointed out, you see, there's the camera. You just made a fool of yourself. So the thing is, the animals, normally they don't have so much intelligence on a more sort of elaborate level. Doesn't mean they're stupid. You know, Chirapa has one time. Chirapa was the devotees in Jaipur in Rajasthan, in India. And this one lady devotee was cooking Prabhupada's lunch, and it was hot, so the doors were open, and there were monkeys around. And she's cooking for Prabhupada, so she has to keep an eye open for the monkeys, because they may come and try and steal some roti. So there she is, one eye on the roti's cooking, the roti's one eye on the monkeys. And then suddenly one monkey, when she was absorbed in dealing with the roti, one monkey just came and grabbed the roti and ran. And right at that moment, Srila Prabhupada walked in. And he saw that. And Srila Prabhupada said, just see, when it comes to eating, this monkey is more intelligent than you. So anyway, the thing is that despite being less intelligent particularly in more sophisticated areas of understanding and operating, functioning and doing things creatively. So the animals are less intelligent, but they're still eternal spirit souls. GPS through the way Krishna is with us. It is not only the human beings who are the eternal servants of Krishna, but all the beings, including the animals. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya, and for that matter, the great devotees, they're always concerned with all the beings. They're also concerned with the animals. And so was Lord Chaitanya. And not only was he concerned, but he was able to influence them to take to Krishna consciousness. This is what we're reading about here. While Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was passing through the jungle, 5 or 7 tigers came, joining the deer. The tigers began to follow the Lord. Seeing the tigers and deer following him, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately remembered the land of Vrindavan. He then began to recite a verse describing the transcendental quality of Vrindavan. So this is that verse now. And it is 10:13:60. Vrindavan is the transcendental abode of the Lord. There is no hunger, anger, or thirst there. Though naturally inimical, human beings and fierce animals live together there in transcendental friendship. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Chant Krishna, Krishna," the tigers and deer began to chant Krishna and dance. When all the tigers and does danced and jumped, Balaraya Bhattacharya saw them and was struck with wonder. Indeed, the tigers and deer began to embrace one another, and touching mouths, they began to kiss. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw all this fun, he began to smile. Finally, he left the animals and continued on his way. Yes, sir. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We cannot really imitate. But if you meet anyone who claims to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and if you are skeptical, is this person really Krishna or not? It is good to be skeptical if someone claims to be Krishna, because it is not likely that they are friendly. But if someone claims, then you should test them. There are different things you can do. You could say to them, "My dear sir or madam," if it's a lady, "do we have any female avatars around these days?" "No female avatars." "Is that some sort of discrimination?" "They should also have female avatars." So anyway, you could say, "My dear sir or madam," it would be extremely nice if you were actually God. I would be most happy, but I would just like to make sure. So, would you kindly lift, go downhill?" Krishna lifted it for 7 days and nights. You just lifted for 5 minutes. Son, can you please show your universal form? Like Krishna showed in the 11th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. So you can invite that person. You please show your universal form, just like Krishna showed Arjuna.
Is within every living being, provided he chants the Hare and we may also have some other people with whom
somehow or other, and we live to walk at us, it may bring impact on us, and then it was then just a matter of time before we became regularly involved in Christian consciousness. So, why is this? How is it happening? It is not simply a matter that Shiva Rupa or Krishna, that they are very clever and they can present things very nicely so that somehow people become captivated and convinced in that simple, logical sense. Of course, those literatures are full of information. They're full of information. And, well, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says to Arjuna that whoever reads Bhagavad Gita will worship me by his what? Intelligence. Yes. So that is clear, but ultimately the point is not just some intellectual type of response, but ultimately there is contact with the Lord and his pure devotees in those traditions. And when people read those scriptures, then of course they are intellectually convincing, that is there. But beyond that, there's this whole other dimension that there is in the association of these great, great personalities. Krishna is different avatars, like in Srimad Bhagavatam, different great devotees, Prabhupada in his temples, Narada Muni, Srila Vyasadeva, Shukadeva Swami, and Pindin. And they are present. We may have mentioned before how Srila Prabhupada, in one report, in either the third or fourth canto, there is some incident involving Narada Muni instructing some particular person extensively. Then Srila Prabhupada, one of the reports, you can see he's particularly blissful about what is being conveyed. And Srila Prabhupada says, we would like to thank Narada Muni for so kindly appearing in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam. And he's not being tongue-in-cheek or humorous or trying to just get people to laugh or chuckle, but to speak. So yes, through preaching Krishna consciousness, like Lord Chaitanya with the animals, he chanted, with the people he chanted also, and that chanting touched their hearts and touched their souls and reawakened their dormant Krishna consciousness. And when we go out chanting, when we distribute prasada, and particularly at this time of the year, when we distribute Krishna conscious literature, then the people, it's such a wonderful way to convey Krishna consciousness. In fact, Srila Prabhupada emphasizes book distribution as the best way to distribute Krishna consciousness, better than just chanting Gopi acts or distributing prasada, better than just speaking to people and explaining things and so on. Better is to give them some transcendental literature. Because the Lord is present, because the great devotees, particularly Srila Prabhupada and other great acharyas, but particularly Srila Prabhupada is present therein. And by reading the book, the people get the association. And by that association, We know that the law is present in its fierce form, Nisargora Sunda, Radha Radha. The law is present in its fierce form, but in this fierce form, generally, he does not speak to you. Did anyone of you have Nisargora Sunda speak to you? Call you over. Hey, I got something to say. I don't think so. Don't expect that. But in the course, the Lord is present. Come on, God is present. But in the course, they speak to you. They're speaking. And then you take the book home and you keep the book. And every time you keep that book, you have some books that you may ask for years and years. So you keep the book, and maybe 20 years later, someone picks the book out and reads it. And Krishna, Prabhupada, are speaking to them. Even 20 years later, if you want to speak to those people,